This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to dashed hopes at the drive-thru. At least 9 fast food chains and restaurants surveyed by the news agency Reuters acknowledge some of their locations are dealing with shortages of key ingredients and menu items as firms deal with end-of-lockdown distortions in supply chains. How will the fast food joints get customers to come back? Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
Just in time for the 4th of July, we've got a shortage of hot dogs and also those chicken wings that everybody's talking about.
The world supply chain is in a mess right now.
John Gordon is principal at Pacific Management Consulting Group. He says larger chains do have the benefit of telling distributors to prioritize the delivery of staple goods.
So if you have a million cases of X, then that commands respect, not only in terms of price, but in terms of getting the product if market conditions get really bad.
And because those conditions are really bad right now, some chains are trying to pivot. The chain Wingstop just launched a brand focused on another part of the bird, calling itself Thigh Stop. But Sunil Chopra at Northwestern University says that's a hard shift.
I think the real challenge is at the fast and the fast casual, it's much more difficult for them to react when they have a supply chain disruption.
As opposed to fine dining restaurants, he says, that offer different menus all the time at a premium price. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.